last couple of years has taught me, let's give more power to the WHO and unelected bodies. Oh, that is happening. Great. Hey, 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 you 5.6 million awakening wonders. Together we voyage forward, do we? Yes, of course we do. Not for long, though, because the WHO are going to be sticking their oar in. They're drafting new plans for pandemic preparedness, meaning that your government will lose the ability to construct their own regulation, accepting instead the WHO's edicts, like a chewed up bit of food from a mummy bird into a baby bird's mouth. If you want an image. If you don't subscribe yet, subscribe right now. Also, turn on the notification bell. And at the end, I'm going to tell you how to sign up to my mail in this community because I do big stuff and I've got big announcements. And I want you to, to know about it because I need you. I need you, don't I? Of course I do. Also, if you see any little bots in the comments going, hey, sign up to my cryptocurrency thing. I'm Russell Brand. I'm not doing that. That's not me. Don't sign up to nothing. The only thing I'm asking you to do is sign up to my mailing list, right? And you know what that'll be, don't you? Okay, let's see what's in the news. In a landmark decision at the World Health Assembly special session last week, world leaders agreed to commence negotiations on an international framework, treaty or accord for pandemic prevention, preparedness and response, ushering in new opportunities to shape the future of global health security. Firstly, I don't like hearing about any conferences where leaders are coming together because I think I don't trust any of you lot. I've not trusted any of you lot for ages. I mean, you're all hanging about in a conference, shaking hands, back slapping, jollying each other along, ushering in new opportunities to shape the future of global health security. We're just shaping the future. That's controlling the future. What shape is it? It's sort of the shape of a boot on your face forever. The international community agreed at a special session of the World Health Assembly. What? Well, not like that. It's too much like that Budweiser thing. What's up? I'll tell you what's up. Your democracy's fucking finished. On the need to draft a convention under the Constitution of World Health Organization. So what that's saying is the WHO will be in charge. I don't remember voting for the WHO. It's interesting, isn't it? Who did you vote for? Doesn't matter. They'll be doing what the WHO tell them. The decision was made by the WHO's 194 member states, and what senior WHO officials said was an inflection point in international public health. The agreement is a cause for celebration and a cause for hope, which we will need, said WHO's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Let it be said, decades from now, when each of us is nothing more than photographs and memories. You're going to turn into photographs and memories? Oh no, they've already been taken. We'll just be dead. Unless some of our plans for eternal life work out. How are they coming along, Bill? Fucking good. That we left the world in a healthier, safer, fairer place than we found it. Bloody hell, mate. I don't think so. I think what people say is we lapsed into a terrible, technocratic, globalist agenda where ordinary people had no ability to influence democratic outcomes, where the media cooperated in keeping people distracted, numb and dumb, while the powerful funded non-democratic organisations to carry out their edicts. Whether that's for good or for bad, that's for us all to collectively decide, but it certainly isn't democratic and it's certainly not a fairer, better world. We don't have rules of the game, Tedros says, of the current situation. To manage shared problems like pandemics, you need laws and rules that bring obligations to countries. That's what we miss. And I hope countries will agree to a binding pact so that pandemics can be managed better. Nostalgic fools that we are, we always assume that the future will somehow easily resemble the past, that fascism will be leery badges, red and black flags, an insignia of eagles. But instead, what it is cozy bureaucratic language. We're just going to shape your future. We're just going to need countries in a binding pact. Do you know what the word fascist literally means and comes from? It means bound together, tight pacts. It comes from bundles of sticks. Look it up. So fascism in the future, we now know what it will look like. Technocratic, cozy, you will own nothing, you will be happy. We're just helping you, we're doing this to help you. Cozy, colloquial, just step this way, sir. Just be quiet, just go in your homes for the benefit of everyone. I'm afraid that that was a misinformation, a disinformation. Look at how it's going. If you open your eyes wide and stay alert, you can see the shapes emerging. You can see that what they mean by shape is control, and the way that that control will be achieved is through cozy language and non-democratic decisions enacted at a global level, usurping the potential power of democratic nations, which have all become banal and uniform anyway. Look at your own democracy. Member states have agreed to a timeline which could lead to a legally binding treaty. That means there's laws. The more power is moved away from local, individual, community, national to global, the less power you will have, the less power I will have. We see an increase in censorship, regulation against protest, control of communication. You see what new tyranny looks like. As well as a consensus between nearly 200 nations, any agreement will require financing. Yeah, they're going to want you to pay for this stuff. They're going to want you to pay to tyrannize yourself.
That'll be $50, sir.
And to be effective in practice, it will need a strong international legal framework that rewards good public health behaviour and disincentivises bad behaviour with sanctions. I see what they're doing. They're inventing a metric by which to control us. And because of the type of times we live in, if it's like measurable, well, that's bad for health. You're a good citizen if you obey lockdown and you follow the procedures we suggest to you. You're a bad citizen. Good and bad behaviour could be regarded as subjective. I mean, I trust you. And I believe that you and I roughly see kindness, tolerance, open-heartedness, willingness to serve others. You know, I reckon there are some values that feel universal. But when the ideas of good behaviour and bad behaviour are dictated by a globalist entity that was never elected and is funded by a set of individuals that have a clear agenda, the good and bad behaviour that they devise will obviously be in alignment with those principles and their preferred outcomes. And doesn't that good and bad behaviour league table thing beyond democratic influence? That means your influence. If you think Bill Gates is one of the most influential people in the world with regard to health policy right now, imagine his influence and power if this goes through. In 2021, the world's leading health organisation, the WHO, repeatedly broke its own rules and spent millions of dollars on high-priced management consultants, according to a new independent audit, even as the United Nations agency has struggled to pay for equipment and vaccines in its global COVID-19 response. The agency paid the consultants a total of $11.7 million, enough to buy 600,000 COVID-19 vaccines.
Have you got any money, buddy? I'm down to my last consultant.
We've employed quite a lot of consultants. It turns out that we're, what it says here, we're wasting money.
What on? Consultants.
Revelations of the Gates Foundation's financial stake in COVID-19, which Bill Gates does not appear to have publicly disclosed in dozens of recent media appearances, speak to broader criticisms about the lack of transparency in the foundation's increasingly central role in the pandemic. And this is an NHS doctor. The NHS is the publicly funded British healthcare system. The WHO is currently preparing an international agreement on pandemic prevention, preparedness and response. We believe the public must be furnished with the full ramifications of what and how any pandemic treaty could affect them. Seems fine. And be given a public vote on whether the UK should sign up before the UK
get more connected to it. Stay free.